back into another wonderful Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are joined by two incredible artists here to talk about an amazing show. Today we have the adapter and director Jacqueline Biscup and the adapter Lauren Holmes, who are joining us to talk about the Mill and Theater Labs presentation of The Employees. It's playing June 13th through the 30th at Theater Lab, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting ovationtix.com. This is a fabulous, fabulous show that's based off of a great novel, and we can't wait to dive more into this. So I think the perfect people to tell us more about it is our guest. So Jacqueline, Lauren, welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hi, thanks so much for having us. We're excited to
Thank
be here.
You.
Yeah, I'm so excited you're here, and I can't wait to dive more into this. So Jacqueline, why don't I start with you first? Can you tell us a little bit about what The Employees is about?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so The Employees, like you mentioned, is based on a novel by Olga Raven that came out, I think, in 2022. And the novel is about a group of employees, both human and humanoid, being part organic material, part programming. And they are aboard 6,000 ship, very far away from Earth, looking for new planets and new resources. And they come across a planet called New Discovery. And on that planet, they find these organic objects and they bring them back to the ship. And once the objects come onto the ship, they start affecting both the humans and the humanoids, kind of unraveling the ship's culture and really forcing both the humans and humanoids to question what they're doing and who they are.
I love that. What a fabulous story. Now, Lauren, you're one of the adapters, of course. I'm curious to know, how did you come upon this piece?
Well, actually, I have to hand it to Jacqueline, who had the idea to adapt this novel into a play. She approached me many months ago, maybe even last year, with this idea, because we had both read the novel and really loved it. She had gone ahead, she had read it before me and applied for a grant to do a production of the show. Obviously, I was thrilled with the idea of collaborating with Jacqueline. And, you know, was looking forward to something. I didn't realize it would happen so soon. It's a pretty extraordinary story if Jacqueline wants to tell her memory of how it all came down.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I read this book and I thought it was amazing. And I happened to be working on another show at Theater Lab at the time. And they have a little intimate gallery space at Theater Lab. And I was just so charmed by this space and by the possibility of what kind of work could happen in this space. And I had just read the book and I thought, wow, wouldn't it be like it's kind of perfect to this book and this space? And so I wrote a grant in the hopes that I would be able to adapt it. And then we got the grant and then I had to get the rights and then we got the rights and sort of away we went.
That is amazing. I love all that. Now, Lauren, coming back to you first on this, I would love to know what it's been like developing the piece as we are just a little under a month away from the show opening.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been an incredible collaborative process with Jacqueline. You know, we spoke at the outset about like what moved us the most about this novel and what were the themes that we wanted to highlight from it. And you know, for me, it was about the idea of these humanoids becoming more human than the actual humans, and then the humans feeling lost and nostalgia provoked by objects that they discover as they're doing their resource extraction. You know, and I was also really into this idea of an all-encompassing workplace, a workplace that may have designed your very being and what it means to rebel against that and to walk away from your programming. So we took the text of the book and we took turns whittling it down and polishing it and getting to the core moments that we thought were the most important. And we wanted to stay like really close to the gorgeous prose that Olga wrote that her translator Martin Aitken created in the English version, and Jacqueline is the directing genius who will have brought all of these wonderful actors into the room. And, you know, we're going to do a lot of shaping and devising from there. So it's going to be really an exciting process.
Fabulous. Love that. Jacqueline, coming back to you, you are not only the one of the adapters, but you're also the director of the show. And I would love to know, what is the message or thought you hope audiences take away from the employees?
I think for me, you know, what really moved me about the audience, but what really moved me about the book is the idea that, I don't know, I don't want to give away the ending. How do I talk about this? I think, you know, the book is really beautiful, and there's a bunch of themes within the book that are all, I think, really great and super relevant to our lives. One is, you know, and the thing that I'm most drawn to is, what does it mean to be alive, and what does it mean to be, and what do we do with our limited time? And that's the thing that I just relate to, you know, at its purest. I think the book is also talking about workplace culture and capitalism, and what does it mean to be a worker, and what happens when you remove yourself from any aspect of your humanity, and just your whole identity is basically employee. And so I think both of those things really bubble to the top about what I hope the audience will be in conversation.
I love those ideas. That's really fantastic. And I'm so glad you didn't give the ending away, because I've just been sitting there, wait, I want to keep guessing. I want to try to figure this one out. My final question for this first part, Lauren, I'm going to throw your way. And I would love to know, who is it that you hope have access to this piece?
You know, I hope that folks who have read the book hear about this and come our way. I hope that anyone interested in science fiction as a genre of storytelling would hear about us and come see the show, and maybe see how theater is a great format for science fiction storytelling. And, you know, in general, anyone who loves theater that's weird and playful and heartfelt and, you know, pushing boundaries, I hope they will come see us.
The second part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pick your brains, if you will. And I would love to start with our regular first question, which is, what or who inspired you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites? And Lauren, can I start first with you on this, please?
It's a great question. I think about this a lot, and I think I like can't really say it changes from moment to moment, but right now it's fun to revisit Primary Trust after it just won the Pulitzer. I saw the production. It was incredible. The actors were so moving. The writing is so precise and open. And, you know, I had the good fortune of being in a workshop with Ebony while I was in school, and she is a lovely person. And I think, funnily enough, it actually has like a strange sort of dialogue with the employees, because so much of Primary Trust is about, what if your workplace was full of kind people and helped you? Whereas like the employees is, what if your workplace was all encompassing and defined your very existence? So strangely, this is what I've been thinking about recently. Yeah.
That is fabulous. I love that answer. Jacqueline, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are quite a few people and companies. Most recently, I would say Faye Driscoll's piece, Weathering, I just thought was like incredible. I saw that at Live Arts this past winter. It's just like an incredible, unforgettable movement piece that was filled with these like evolving, ever-evolving and totally surprising images, and just the artistry and also the athleticism of the performers was just, I think, really wonderful. And then I would say historically, in the past, I'm a big fan of forced entertainment and the work that they do. I have mixed feelings about, but I'm always happy to see Castellucci, his work, politically perhaps sometimes problematic with the images he creates and the way that he makes spectacle, I think is always super interesting and exciting and unique. And I also love this choreographer, Meg Stewart, who works in Belgium and sometimes brings work here, who does like really interesting kind of esoteric movements. So I guess I'm always interested in people who are creating images and using like a different sort of physical gestural language in their work.
Love that. Two great lists there. That is fantastic. Let me ask the two of you now, what is your favorite part about working in the theater? And Jacqueline, I'm going to start first with you, if I may, on this.
Yeah, that's a great question. What is my favorite part about working in the theater? I think that the collaboration, I think the more I work, the more I'm really interested in having as many decisions as possible be sort of made in the room together. And I love working with designers. I would say like that part of the process is always really exciting for me because I think like the images you create are just as important as, the words that you speak, that it's all signifying and working together. So yeah, so collaboration, being with other people, being creative, and I think, finding a way to talk to people, to have a sort of conversation with an audience through collaboration is really exciting to me.
That is fabulous. Lauren, how about you? What is your favorite part about working in the theater?
Yeah, I'd have to say, much like Jacqueline, I'm so moved by this idea of the collaboration with other artists. And I love how the process of making theater frequently feels like you're playing, you're just at play. And I love people. I like working with people. I used to have a very serious corporate job, which was super isolating. And theater to me feels like the opposite of that. And I cherish every second I get to do it.
I love that answer. Yes. Well, now we've arrived at my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is what is your favorite theater memory?
Sure, I'll just share like a very fun recent favorite theater memory. One of my recent favorite theater memories is watching my dear friend Ian's first year reading in our MFA program. It's a one day reading thing. So in the morning you rehearse with your cast, and then in the afternoon you put on a show for your friends, and that's the end of your first year of grad school. And we hire directors to work with us, and it's all very exciting and new and fun. But poor Ian's director called the morning of and canceled because he caught COVID. So he couldn't come in, which precipitated a bit of a crisis. And calls went out every which way until we put the call in to our other classmate, Philip, who had experience directing. Philip got out of bed, got on the train, got down to the theater, directed the crap out of his show. And it was, thoroughly dramatic and heroic and scrappy. The reading was incredible. It had incredible extra kick of adrenaline, and it was super heartwarming the way that people stepped up to support each other and go. They went, above and beyond, and that to me is, I think, like really emblematic of, the last question, why do I do theater? Why do I like to do theater? And it's definitely one of my favorite recent theater memories.
I love that. That is a wonderful memory. Yes. Jacqueline, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I want to make my memory like Lauren-centric. So Lauren and I recently, I directed a short piece that she wrote, and it was a similar situation. It was like a little workshop. We kind of worked on it. We put it up that night for the audience. But there is like the piece was about pet psychics, which is a fun topic. And the piece ends with the pet psychic, like with the audience listening to hear if they're gonna hear a response from beyond the grave. And I just like my recent favorite memory is like being in the room And having the actor open the outside door and the feeling of the whole audience leaning forward to listen to see if they would hear, like just that feeling of everyone being in the room and being totally on board with the weird premise of the play and being so engaged and being so like interested in like, is there gonna be a noise? Like, it's gonna happen. That was just fun. It was just a good. That was just like a good, beautiful little time.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Both of those are fabulous theater memories. Thank you both so much for those. As
Yeah,
we
you're
wrap
welcome.
things up, I would love to know, do either of you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
I'm gonna say yeah. So the Mill has another project coming up in October at the Brick. And it is also an adaptation of a novel by a Ukrainian novelist and artist whose name is Yevgenia Belaruset. And that piece is fictionalized short stories that are about the 2014 Russian invasion of Ukraine, but the short stories are very strange and very weird and travel very far afoot of what you might think a short story about occupation and invasion might be like. So yeah, so we're going to do that project in October at the Brick, and I hope that people will check it out too.
Lauren, anything for you?
I have stage reading in October coming up of my play Zeus 4 at the LaGuardia Performing Arts Center's New Works Festival, and I don't have the exact dates for that yet, but I will share them when they become live.
Amazing. And that leads to my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about the employees or about either of you, perhaps they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Yeah, so for sure about the employees, they should definitely go to themilltheater.org, theater spelled with an R-E, and you can find all the information about the employees. And you can also, if you want to find out about me, you can check out my website, which is jacquelinebiscup.com.
And for me, my website is Lauren Holmes. There's a dot between the M and the ES. So Lauren Holmes dot ES.
Wonderful. Well, Lauren, Jacqueline, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with me today, for sharing this amazing, amazing show, this great adaptation of this novel. I'm so excited to see it. I'm so excited for it to go up. I can't wait to see what's next with it. So thank you both so much for your time today.
God, yes, thank you so much for talking to us. It was so much fun.
Thank you.
My guests today have been the adapter and director, Jacquelin Biscup, and the adapter, Lauren Holmes, who joined us to talk about the Mill and Theater Lab's presentation of The Employees. It's playing June 13th through the 30th at Theater Lab, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting ovationtix.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But right now, head on over to ovationtix.com. Get your tickets for the employees while you still can. It's running June 13th through the 30th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies,
And keep talking about the theater.
in a stage whisper.
thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.